Parshas Balak, we find references to the Akedah. Vayashkim, Bilam, Baboiker, Vayikach, Esasoinoi. As Rashi brings from Chazal, Kvar Kadmucha Avram. Avram already did this, I have Nachas already. And the correlation between the Akedah is not just once, but a few times. As if Bilam is trying to replicate the Maase Akedah. So we have to try to explain in Mit Hashem this connection between the Akedah of Avram and quote-unquote the Akedah of Bilam. That's Aleph. On the way to this Akedah, so Bilam takes his ason, his donkey, and notably the Torah doesn't refer to it as a chamar, it's referred to as an ason, which is not the way that it's referred to by the Akedah, which Aleph needs a Hezver. And on the way to this Akedah, so Hashem sends a Malach Hashem. And the Malach Hashem gets into this confrontation with Bilam. Of course, we know the story that Bilam does not see the Malach, but the Asan does. And the Asan pauses and it's very fearful of this Malach. And although the major, of course, discussion story of the parsha is that of Bilam and Balak, let's try to explain a little bit this Malach and this Ason and what's going on here, Mitzvah Shem, on a deeper level. Rashi points out that the fact that the Torah refers to this Malach as a Malach Hashem, Malach Havaya, Rashi calls it a Malach Shal Rachamim Haya. And let's try to explain what it means, Malach Shal Rachamim. Let's point that as well, because it'll come up that as long as we're speaking about the connection between Bilam and the Akedah, by the Akedah we find two Malachim. Both are referred to as Malach Hashem appearing to Avram. The first one tells Avram, it says, Vayikra, he calls out to him, Avraham, Avraham, Atish lechetcha lanar, v'atas l'ma'uma, don't lay a hand on this child. And then the second Malach is the Malach which comes, Sheinis min Hashemayim, and gives brachas, tav mavinu, harba arba ezaracha, and you're going to overcome your enemies. So we have two malachi Hashem there, but only one malach Hashem here. So what opens up the sugya is going to be the sefer Gal Yerazia, which is from the Beis Medrash of the Arizal. And we're going to just take a few sentences from that sefer. He writes, addressing this relationship between the Maase HaKedah and Bilam, Kol Maase HaKedah Hayarefu Kardon Lamaka. The entire episode of the HaKedah was not just a monumental point in history which changed the landscape of Jewish history forever, but the Maase HaKedah, he says, was a Refu Kardon Lamaka, that Hashem, he saw this Maka of Bilam in the distance, and he already had prepared the Maase HaKedah as a refuah for that Makkah. And then he continues, and then he writes, Tzarech lemer sheyish bo yisod gadol. There's a very deep secret here. Teda kishara kadosh baruch hu shebilam hiskam alalechas lasan ratzain Balak. When Hashem saw that Bilam was ready to fulfill Balak's request, kara kadosh baruch hu l'Avraham. Hashem called to Avraham, va'amr lo, and he said, leich tevatel atzas Bilam. Go ahead and do away with Bimavatel the Eitzah of Bilam. Okay. So Hashem gives orders to Avram, says the Gal Yerazia. Okay, so Avram has this pkida, he has this task, Ma'as Avram, what does Avram do? Shitev Shmoy Shecheshboinai Rachim. He took his name, which is the Gematria Rachim. Avram is 248, Gematria Reish Mem Ches Rachim. Im Vayisa Malach Hashem Cheshboinai Rachim. And he connected it, he was meshatif it with Vayisa Malach Hashem, which is Bechesbon Rachim. Let's just point out that there's probably a typo here, because Vayisa Malach Hashem is not the Gematria Rachim, nor is it a Lashon we find anywhere in Alf Tanakh. We do find by the Kriyas Yamsa Vayisa Malach HaElokim, but that doesn't add up to Gematria Rachim, nor does this. So Lachara he means Vayamoid Malach Hashem, which is the Lashon we find here, and that is Gematria Rachim. So let's just say it properly. So Avram took his name, which is Gematria Rachim, and with this correction, he was meshatif it with Vayamoid Malach Hashem, which is Gematria Rachim, v'lakach chamor, and he took a chamor. So Avram took, Avram who's Gematria Rachim, took a chamor, which is the letters Rachim, and he harnessed it. Meaning, what it says by the Akedah took place here, the Refu Kaidah Lamaka. And Avram was coming to greet Bilam. When the Ason saw Avram was coming, Avram apparently has what to do with this Malach Hashem. Sheshmo Chomor, Rechiv Al Chomor, that he was Gematria Chomor, also Rechiv Al Chomor, Duchra Dilei, which is like the masculine one, Virasa Dumus Avram, and he saw the Dumus of Avram, which was like a Malach Hashem, Rechiv Al Chomor, so he moved away from the Derech. So apparently Bilam and this Ason was like a Nukva, was like feminine, and on the Derech, this Ason saw Avraham riding on the Chamor. And it moved to the side out of respect for the oncoming Avraham on this Chamor. That's the secret from the Beis Medrash of the Ari. Now this is going to be one piece of information to be meshatif with another piece. Because the Ari says elsewhere, and Imek HaMelech quotes it as well, who is this Ason? Of course, we know that this Ason is referred to in the Mishnah and Avos, that the Peha Ason, the mouth of the Ason, was created on Erev Shabbos for Ma'aseh Bereishis, which of course needs an explanation as well. Bein Hashmashos, why then? What is this Ason? So these Mekubalim explain that the Neshama of Yishmael ben Avram was Nisgagal on this Ason. And the Ari explains that because in his lifetime Yishmael violated Yisurim of Znus, and also Shechva Zachar, Mishkav Zachar. So it was Nisgalgil here in this Ason, and its tikkun was to have to suffer that from Bilam as well. So right now we can explain, before going weiter, why here, by Bilam, this Chamor is referred to as an Ason, whereas by Avram it's called a Chamor. Because Ason, Aleph Tuf Nun 451 is Gematria Yishma. So the Ason is Yishma. So we can already start to put a few things together. That Bilam is writing on this Yishma, and he's on his way to do his Akedah. And the Refu according to Lamaka was the fact that Avram already had done an Akedah. And that Schlis is reminded by Kodesh Baruch Hu here. And Hashem sends the Akedah to Bilam, right? There's a Malach Hashem riding on a Chamor. The Torah doesn't mention riding on a Chamor, but the Ari says that. There was Avram, who was this Malach Hashem, riding on this Chamor, coming to greet Bilam and Yishmael. So now we can explain, based on that information, why Yishmael, why the Asan, has such Derech Eretz and Nimus and Kavod for this Malach Hashem riding on the Chamor. Because Yishmael sees who? Sees his father. He sees Avram who's coming. That's a big deal. And it appeared that since Bilam had a shlita over Yishmael, he was riding on him, shows his dominance over Yishmael, who was the son of Avram. He thought that he would also have a shlita on Yitzhak, also son to Avram. And that's apparent from the Medrash, which says, Amr lo Bilam le Balak, Bilam said to Balak, Ilu amarta lakala le Yishmael lo Esav. After his brachas had failed, his klalos had failed, he said to Balak, had you told me to curse Yishmael or Esav, haya efshar, I would have been able to do it. Ach amarta, but you told me lechara le Yaakov. But I see that I can't curse Yaakov. Meaning he thought that he would be successful against Yishmael and Esav, and he thought that Yitzchak would be the same. But of course it was not. And that had to do, of course, with the schus of Yitzhak by the Akedah, which he had, Yishmael didn't have. So we're seeing here a correlation between the Akedah, Bilam on Yishmael, Yishmael being this donkey, things coming together. And this will help us explain how it is that the Peha Ason was created. Because on the way to the Akedah, the Torah tells us that Avram took Yitzhak, together with Yishmael and Eliezer, who are called Na'arav. It says, Vayikach eshnei Na'aravimai, he took two of his lads with him, Ve'is Yitzhak b'nai, and he says to the Na'arim, Shvu lachem poyim ha'chamor, v'ani v'na'an el'chad kai. You stay here with the chamor and I'll go. So the Mefarshim explained that he was referring to chamor either to Eliezer or to Yishmael, both are true from Divrei Chazal, but here Yishmael is being called a chamor. So this, of course, is telling us that Avram is setting up his Gilgal, his Tikkun, as the Chamor, i.e. the Asan of Bilam. Shvulachem Pelim HaChamor. But we can also darshan, not only did he allow him to become the Chamor of Bilam, but the fact that he said Shvulachem Po, we find in Chazal that the darshan occasionally Po is Lashon Peh, it's the same osios. So Pelim HaChamor means that he's giving a Peh to the Chamor. He's giving a Psichas Peh to this Asan. He gives a mouth to Yishmael. And that's the Peh on the Asan, which was created on Erev Shabbos, Ma'aseh Bereishis. We can explain here as well why Dafka was created Erev Shabbos, Ma'aseh Bereishis, because we know that the Ishmaelim, that they also keep Shabbos, but their Shabbos is on Friday. The Christians keep it on Sunday. It's the Klipa, which is Saviv, the Kedusha, which is the real Shabbos, Yom HaShvi, which is Klal Yisrael Shabbos. But because Erev Shabbos is the Zman of the Shabbos of Yishmael, and Bein HaShemoshes Erev Shabbos is like where there's this mixing, this blend between Yitzhak and Yishmael, that's the place where Yishmael gets his Peh. The Erev Shabbos Bein HaShemoshes. Because it's going to be through this path that he's going to have a final tikkun, that he's able to blend in, which is like a Tosefta Shabbos, that he's able to be nichlal into Shabbos Kodesh. That's what we find here, Shvu Lachem Poyim HaChamor. Shvu Lachem Poyim HaChamor, Shavu is a lashon of tshuva. And the secret here is that Chazal tell us, by the death of Avram, that Yishmael had done tshuva b'soif yamav. So already before Yishmael had died, he was already on a path to tshuva. And the beginning of his tshuva, of his tikkun, was now in this Chamor. Hence, Avram Avinu comes, because it's part of the process of the Tikkun of Yishmael. Ultimately, Yishmael has his Tikkun as a Yishmael Kohen Gadol. Always bothered me, and I'm sure many others, like, why do we have a Tana whose name is a Yishmael? Yishmael was a Rasha. But the answer is, the Mukbalim explained that over time, Yishmael had different levels, Seder of Tikkun. And so they came to Yishmael Kohen Gadol, and that's why he's called that name, because that's Yishmael himself. We'll get back to that in Mirtz Hashem. But hence, Shvu Lachem Poyim HaChamor means that Avram is saying that the beginning of your tshuva process, your shivu, will be as this chamor, with this peh by the chamor, i.e. of Bilam. So now, let's break down a little bit more Mirtz Hashem. This Malach Hashem, and the connection to the Akedah. So we pointed out that there were two Malachi Hashem by the Akedah. The first one, and then the second one. Malach 1 told Avram, 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 al tishlach el chalanav, al ta'as l'ma'uma. Whereas the second Malach was the one who promised Avram, har ba'arbe zarach. They're going to have brachas, and he guaranteed him that he would be shalit over his enemies. So the Zohar Kaddish tells us that by the Akedah, Yitzchak was zochet to a new neshama. And that perhaps is alluded to in the second Malach. Because we find, the Rambam tells us, that although the Torah refers to angels as Malachim, it's not limited to angels. Any spiritual being is called in the Torah Malach. And perhaps, that which the Zohar Kaddish tells us, that a new neshama came to Yitzchak at the time of the Akedah, that was the second Malach. That Malach is the neshama of Yitzchak which he received. And that's alluded to from the drasha of the Ari, Harba Arbe Es Zaracha. The Ari explains, Arbe is Gematria Yitzchak. And the fact that the Ari points that down is suggesting that the second Malach was the new Neshama, which had come to Yitzchak at that point. It could be that the first Malach was already a Hachana for the Tikkun of Yishmael, which is going to take place as well. And that's alluded to in the words of the Malach. Because the Malach comes and says, Atishlach yadcha al hanar. Don't lay your hand on the nar. These words are going to be eternal. Because the Malach Hashem, which shows up by Bilam, by Bilam's Akedah, says the same exact thing that this Malach told Avram. This Malach told Avram, Atishlach yadcha al hanar, referring to Yitzchak. Don't shecht him. But it doesn't say Atishachetch al Yitzchak, it says Al Hanar. Yishmael is also referred to a Nar, like we said before, that he went in Shneina Aravitai. So the Malach Hashem, which shows up to Bilam and says to him, don't hit the donkey being Yishmael, Yishmael being the Nar, those words are exactly the same words. Atishach Yad Chalanar. Don't hit the donkey, don't hit Yishmael. Could be that's the first Malach. And it's showing up again here because this Malach eventually is going to be the neshama which Yishmael will have in his state of Tikkun, which probably is Rabbi Shmuel Kohen Gadol. It's alluded to as well from the fact that the Malach, that first Malach by the Akedah, tells Avram, he says to him, I see that you don't need to actually do a Shechita on your son, because you have not withhold your son Yechidcha, Bincha as Yechidcha. Why doesn't it say it's Bincha as Yechidcha Shehaftes Avram? As Yitzchak, like it said in the beginning of Lech Lecha, he said, I want you to take his Bincha, as Yechidcha Shehaftes Avram. So Luchar, we could say the following. Because if you go back, Chazal Darshan, as Bincha, Hashem tells Avram. He said, what do you mean? I have more than one son. As Yechidcha, your only son. What do you mean, only son? I have only sons from two wives. As Shehafta, I love both my sons. As Yitzchak. So we see that until it came to as Yitzchak, already included in as Bincha, as Yechidcha Shehafta was Yishma. So it could be too, over here, that when the Malach says, Al Tishach Yedcha Lanar, it's referring to Yishmael, because even Yishmael is included as in Binchas Yechidach. So this Malach has to do with Yishmael. Hence, the Malach Hashem here, by the Akedah, the first one, the one of two, is the Malach Hashem over there second, that although the Ari says, that's Avram, but it's really perhaps Yishmael bidmus Avram. That now Yishmael had a dmus, like Yitzhak had a dmus of Avram. Really not conflicting drushes that could both work out. Al-Kopanim, that this was the Malach, which is going to be the eventual tikkun of Yishmael, which came to the Asan at that time, as if to say, now that it had completed its gilgal, so to speak, as this chamor, eventually it was going to have a malach, which was going to be its neshama, the Hainu Yishmael Kohen Gadol. This could be seen as well from Gali Raza, who says, again, v'gamkin ha'asan lakach nekama mibila machos shehikoisa, that the Asan eventually takes nekama from Bilam because of the wax which it got, that because of the hits that it had to suffer, and the fact that it did not want to go curse B'nai Yisrael, hence it veered from the path, it was able to leave the clutches of the Sitra Achra and to be nichnas into the Memshalas Tahara Kedusha. As if to say that this was the moment where Yishmael was able to leave the hands of the Sitra Achra, and to enter into a new tkufa in the Sitra de Kedusha and Tahara. And the Malach Hashem represented that, as if to suggest that it was going to now receive a neshama and have a final tikkun as Yishmael. It's interesting to note that we don't find Yishmael has any words in the entire Torah. Although he comes up here and there, we don't find a single dibur from the mouth of Yishmael. The only time Yishmael says anything is when he's given the mouth as the donkey. And he has a lot to say as a donkey. That as a human, he mamash had nothing to say. The vort is that he didn't have a ped de kedusha. His mila wasn't a real mila. That's why he couldn't perform the akedah. And that's why Bilam was wrong, thinking that because he had a shlita on Yishmael, he had a shlita on Yitzhak too. That's not the case. He was only given a peh. When Avram said, Shvulach en poim achamor, that's when he had a peh, and that's when he was able to utter words of kedusha. But until then, he was on the tzad of the Sitra Achra. His words aren't mentioned, but as soon as he took these blows, and he's not in a derech, and he's zechit to that pair of the asan, that's when he was able to be nichnas in the realm of the Kedusha. It's an interesting heart. So let's go back to our questions. We started before that we pointed out that this is a malach, and according to what we're saying, it's the malach of the Akedah. We see a broader picture here of the Akedah of Yitzchak, of Avram, now the Akedah of Bilam, that Malach Hashem by the Akedah, as a Refu'u Karnu Lamaka, that's the Malach which is over here too, and that has a Shaykhus of the Neshama of Yishma. Rashi calls it a Malach Shal Rachamim, and it fits very nice into with the Gali Razia, because the Gali Razia said that this Malach was really Avram, was Gmatria Rachim, and he was riding on a Chamor, which is the Osius Rachim. So two times Rachim is Rachamim. It's Rachamim plural. So that's why Rashi says Malach Shal Rachamim Haya, alluding to the side that the Gali Raza brings up. It goes good to say that this Malach Hashem is the Malach Hashem by the Akedah, because the second Malach and the first Malach open to Avram in a different way. The first Malach says, Avraham, Avraham. And then Avram says, Hineni. He refers to him as twice Avram. The second Malach doesn't refer to him as Avram twice. So Avraham, Avram is also two times Gematria Rachim, because Avram is Rachim. So Avram, Avram is Rachim, Rachim. That's what Rashi says, Malach Shal Rachamim Haya. This is the Malach which called out to Avram by the Akedah, and he said, Avraham, Avram. Now we'll conclude with the Zohar. Vayashkim Avram Babaiker. Then in the S'chus of the Akedah, there was a Kriyas Yamsuf. How do we know? So the Zohar says, it says, by the Yamsuf, Vayashav Ha'am Lifnais Baiker Le'esano. And it says, B'makom Acher, Maskil Le'esan Hezrachi. And that's Avram. Avram is called Esan Hezrachi. So since it says by the Kriyas Yamsuf, Le'esano, and Avram is called Esan, so that's why we see that in the S'chus of the Akedah, there was a Kriyas Yamsuf. The question is, like, what type of Zereshav is this? You're not even telling me a pasuk by the Akedah. You're just saying that Avram is called Esan. He's called Esan in Tehillim. That's not a pasuk by the Akedahs. How do you know in this chassid Akedah was split? And why? Because Avram is called Esan, do we see that that's connected? You have to go all the way to Esan to find a remez to Kriyas Yamsuf. Be'alamai, we could say that Esan is a referring to the Asam. That's why Avram is called here Esan, because Avram has a shayches to the Asam, because that Asan is Yishma. And there's a hint here to the Esan, which is Yishmael, who eventually is a Bishmael Kohen Gadol. Because the Medrash Pliya we spoke about last year tells us, Ra Hayam Ra Vayanos, what did it see? It saw the Brais of Rabbi Shmuel, that's why it split. So it could be, the Brais of Bishmael means that when it saw Rabbi Shmuel, it split. That's the remez of Le'isano Le'isano. Rabbi Shmuel had that koyach as the tikkun of that Esan to be poyel Kriyas Yamsuf. So hence, the Gzeira Shava is, so the Akedah is referring not just to the S'chus of the Akedah, but to the Asan of the Akedah. Hence, V'yashavim le'esanai maskil Esan Azrachi, that shaykhis that Avram has to the tikkun of Yishmael, which is that Esan and the S'chus of Rabbi Shmuel, that's what allowed the Kriyas Yamsuf to happen.